back with Michelle Lirak, Very Good Food Foundation, myself. And in this segment, we're going to focus on meat and technology, interestingly enough, alternatives and such. And in studio, we have Leslie Durso back again, the vegan chef that you know, and author and media personality. Dr. Uma Valetti, who's co-founder and CEO of Memphis Meats. He's a cardiologist by training, but he believes that meat is safe and sustainable. And he's a board member of New Harvest. And on the line, all the way from Washington, D.C., we have the executive director of the Good Food Institute, Bruce Friedrich. So anyway, welcome, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Yeah, and welcome, Uma.
Pleasure to be here.
And welcome to you, Leslie, again.
Hi.
So, Michelle, where did you want to start with this illustrious panel?
Well, you know, here we're really looking at some of the ways in which people are using technology to come up with solutions or at least interesting takes on the meat eating habit of Americans, and whether it's through meat alternatives, vegetable-based proteins, and I think Bruce and Leslie can both talk about that, and or Uma's very unique product, which is, and I usually say my version of it, which is the non-scientific one, and I think he's going to give me a funny face, but he's basically making meat, real meat, in a laboratory using stem cells. And so that's sort of like an entirely new take on the subject, and so I thought it would be worthwhile to really hear some of what they're doing. So I think we'll save Uma for last. Bruce, you want to talk a little bit about some of the meat alternatives and what you know about?
And your organization.
Sure. So,
and the Good Food Institute. Yeah, thank you.
Right. The Good Food Institute exists to promote plant-based and cultured alternatives to animal agriculture. So we are both very supportive of plant-based options like Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat, as well as cultured alternatives like Dr. Valetti's Memphis Meats, as well as cultured collagen from gelatin and cultured dairy and eggs from Moofree and Clara Foods, respectively. And we are very excited because people like Eric Schmidt, the chairperson of Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google, just a couple of weeks ago when he was speaking at the Milk and Global Conference, he was talking about technological changes that will improve life for humanity by a factor of at least tenfold, so by 1,000%, fairly soon. And the first thing that he talked about was food technology disrupting animal agriculture. And his focus was on the fact that animal agriculture is unsustainable, it is a primary contributor to climate change, and it is extraordinarily inefficient. So these plant-based companies, as well as the cultured companies like Memphis Meats, what they're doing is improving on meat by constructing products that either in the case of plant-based, they taste exactly the same, except that they're more efficient, contribute less to climate change, and are healthier. Or in the case of products like what Dr. Valetti is doing with Memphis Meats, it is a nature-identical product, but with far less adverse effect on the climate, significantly cleaner and safer, no antibiotics, no hormones. So when you've got people like Bill Gates talking about the issue, Li Ka-shing talking about and investing in the issue, the richest guy in Asia, Sergey Brin putting $1 million into these alternative technologies, really is extraordinarily hot in Silicon Valley. And to steal a little bit of Dr. Valetti's thunder, just 2 weeks ago, Fortune magazine named his company, Memphis Meats, the hottest tech in Silicon Valley.
Wow. Well, let's just switch over because now, Uma, you were a cardiologist before you got into this whole food business, right?
And right.
What inspired you to switch gears like this?
As a cardiologist as well as a medical doctor, I felt strongly that the current agricultural system we had could be improved significantly for human health, for the safety of our food security, animal health, as well as for the planet. Mm-hmm. And we started Memphis Meats because we want to make eating delicious meats safer and healthier for all of us, as well as the planet that we want to leave behind for our children.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget about how the current agricultural system has the confined animal operations set up. I think we could do significantly better and really not give up eating meat. So we feel like we are at this intersection of a strong and doubling demand for meat in the next 35 years with the 3 billion people that we'll be seeing on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
as well as the intersection of the climate change that is in front of us that is real and true from the huge environmental impact of animal agriculture, and also the impending crisis, or the crisis that's already here with the health, with the bacterial or fecal contamination of food, the confined animal operations that set up the stage for the large epidemics or pandemics that could wipe us out, like avian flu or swine flu. And, you know, we shouldn't be staring at this and not acting. And I think really what spurred us into action on our team is that we truly believe that we could make a significantly better product, just as delicious as what we grew up eating with, but also better for all of us and gives us a chance to leave behind a healthier planet.
So what kind of meats are you working? When can I get my first slab of bacon?
Of course. So we are really working.
I don't think his bacon's going to be, you know, as healthy as you'd like it to be. I mean, I don't mean that disparagingly about your product, but it's still bacon, right?
Here's some of the exciting things we're doing, right? So we're working on pork, beef, and chicken products. And some of the things that Americans love to eat are the hot dogs, the burgers, the meatballs, the sausages. And if you can imagine the ones that taste exactly the same meat as we are eating, but there's never been an animal that's slaughtered, and therefore there's really no fecal contamination. And it actually has favorable fat profiles that might improve your cardiovascular health. Now we're talking about possibilities of really putting meat on the table and saying, go ahead and eat it. So I think that's what excites all of us as a team. And, you know, we're very thankful for, you know, the Good Food Institute that's really been extremely, extremely helpful in educating us of the future's potential of food and innovation. And, you know, I would really encourage you to talk to Bruce Frederick a little bit more, because he's got lots of insights on this.
Interesting. So, Bruce, you're in Washington. You, how is this getting? What's the receptivity in Congress about what you're doing?
Well, it's interesting. The receptivity in Congress is extraordinarily good, and it transcends political ideology. So if you're talking about people on the Republican side of the aisle, there is just a general pro-innovation, pro-small business, pro-technology bent that wants to allow entrepreneurs like Dr. Valetti to get his product to market. If you're talking about the Democratic side of the aisle, then you've got people who are concerned about agricultural consolidation. They're concerned about food safety and some of the health problems that come with conventionally raised meat. They would like to see products that are more sustainable and safer and have less impact on climate change. So they're also excited about what Dr. Valetti is doing with Memphis Meats, as well as what the plant-based entrepreneurs like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods and Hampton Creek and other such companies are doing. And I will say, for people who want to get more information about this topic and what they can do to help, we have a website. It's just gfi.org. So G for good, F for food, and I for institute, Good Food Institute, gfi.org, with a lot more information about this topic.
And we're going to have...
And I want to ask Leslie.
We'll have information about all our guests on our website as well, as in addition to the beautiful panel that Michelle hosted at last Tuesday night at the
Scripps Research Institute,
which
is available on UCTV.
Exactly.
Meaty Issues.
Now we have Leslie here, so we should probably...
Leslie's familiar with a lot of the plant-based products that Bruce was talking about.
I am.
So I wondered if you wanted to say anything.
I use all of them on a regular basis, and this is it. So I'm a vegan, and I'm a vegan chef. I believe in eating a whole food, plant-based diet. That said, it's very difficult to get everyone. The idea of everyone in this world turning vegan tomorrow is probably not going to happen, as much as I would love that. But what could happen is that all of these meats start to be substituted out. So I like to call these gateway foods. The plant-based ones I use a lot. I'm a big fan of all of their work that they're doing. I think that companies like Memphis Meats are really fantastic and solving the animal issue and not having as many animals die as the millions that do, the billions that do every single year. But I think it's a stepping stone in the right direction of health, and that's what's important. And it's really neat to have a bunch of meat eaters eat these plant-based substitutes and get excited about them just as excited as they are about eating regular meat. Hampton Creek, their egg substitute is fantastic. It's going into the school systems. It's going into institutions, and nobody knows the difference. If I give you a regular mayonnaise made with eggs and a plant-based mayonnaise, I can tell you right now you're not going to be able to tell the difference between the two. So it's eliminating things like that to deal with the billions of chickens that are being slaughtered every year for egg consumption.
But Leslie, you have to agree that if we can grow meat in a sustainable way, I mean, there are some people that are not going to give it up. If they can find a safer meat to eat, they might like
Look,
Memphis
meat. Eat less meat. Yeah. You choose well, choose sustainably produced meat, and find alternatives as well. All
research.
Of the above.
Do your homework, your research. So anyway, thank you, Uma Valetti, MD, and thank you, Leslie Durso. Thank you, Bruce Friedrich and Washington Good Food Institute, and all the wonderful guests, and especially Michelle Lirak, who made this all possible, Barry Good Food Foundation. And let's see, we want to thank Justin Hart, our sound our board operator, for making it sound terrific. And
you can find this program and the video from the larger panel on our website as well, which is barrygoodfood.org.
So and look, all these podcasts are commercial-free on iymoney.com. Thanks to Dave Sniff and Craig Blankenkamp from B. Have a good week, everybody. See you next time. Bye-bye now.